My name's Justin Partridge. I work for Lincolnshire Police, and I also work on the National ACPO portfolio for local policing and partnerships. So I'm here to contribute to the debates and learn from other people's contributions.
And has it been a successful day for you? What are you taking away from it?
Yeah, it definitely has been successful. Just done a session around policing and use of social media. Had some really interesting, quite controversial and challenging viewpoints from some of the people in the room. And we're actually trying to set up a session with chief constables and senior decision makers in the next couple of months. And we can take some of those comments back to them and actually look to make a real difference in policing. So, yeah, really, really useful.
Are the police very keen on websites, local websites, and interaction from ordinary folk?
I think when you say are the police, that there's a wide spectrum of people within the police. Some, yes, absolutely, and some have really engaged with it and made real successes out of it. I think an awful lot of people in the police forces are still lacking the understanding to actually engage with those, or are frightened of relinquishing control. So that there's a real spectrum. I think at a national level there's also that spectrum, because you've got 43 forces in England and Wales, and some get it and some don't quite get it yet.
Give me an example of one that gets it.
You wouldn't expect me to comment on other forces and what have you. Our own force, my force, Lincolnshire, I think are now starting to get it. We ran a seminar, in fact, only yesterday, which the Chief Constable was hosting, around actually making use of Twitter and Facebook and other social media technologies to actually engage with the public. And there was a really, really positive feeling from that. And we're very hopeful that we can build on the pilots we've already got with 9, I think it is now, of our neighbourhood policing teams using social media to engage with the public and having real operational benefits out the back end of it. That's one of the messages I'm trying to get across in policing circles. It's not just about the sort of the pink and fluffy stuff about talking with people, although that's very important. It also delivers operational benefits in terms of solving crime and reducing crime.